from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. The Timmins Chamber of Commerce wants lower municipal taxes for small businesses and ensure those businesses actually experience that lower rate. Speaking to City Council Tuesday night, Chamber President Rob Knox noted that the savings would increase business competitiveness.
Noting that many brick and mortar based businesses likely rent their spaces, it's assumed and should be heavily implied that the savings provided to the commercial landlords should also translate to the commercial renters.
Knox also promoted operating the airport through an airport authority setup and combining planning with economic development. The Porcupine Health Unit currently has no active cases of COVID-19. The one case that was active has been resolved and no new ones added. We're still at 2,222 positive test results during the pandemic. National Headquarters of the Royal Canadian Legion has rejected a downtown Timmins BIA plan to install a poppy-themed crosswalk. It was intended as a tribute to war veterans. But BIA Executive Director Cindy Campbell learned that the Legion owns the poppy and has very strict conditions on its use as a symbol.
Downtown Timmins is pleased that what we will be doing is taking a graphic from the Legion that they're providing with us, and we will be producing window posters and putting them up in all of our businesses November 10th and 11th to honor our veterans.
This is the 100th anniversary of the poppy as a symbol of sacrifices made at war. We in Ontario can have legal Santa Claus parades again. The province has approved regulatory amendments that lift capacity limits for outdoor organized public events, such as parades, memorial services, and similar events. Mandatory masking is still in effect if keeping 2 meters between people isn't possible. The limit on outdoor social gatherings, however, is staying the same, capped at 100 people. The Hunter Education Course has joined other programs that are now being delivered online. In late June, the Natural Resources and Forestry Ministry rolled out its virtual course, and so far it's been a hit. Education Programs Coordinator Will Johnson says 4,600 people have been certified since day one. He adds one area that won't change is firearms.
Hunters who do want to hunt with a gun are required to carry proof of federal firearms accreditation under the Firearms Act of Canada. So in order to get that accreditation often requires completion of the Canadian Firearms Safety Course. And that's really where that hands-on training comes in with regards to the firearms.
There are 13 different sections of the online hunting course to navigate through. Johnson says that allows anyone interested to work at their own pace and schedule, and it will help those who might not like to go to an in-person class. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.